Gospel distribution ministry presents Brother Julius Wilmy with faith building messages for the end time. Stay tuned and be blessed.
Remember, we are still talking about snares. And the word of our mouth can become a snare if we are not careful. If we jump to say something. The Bible says be slow to speak, but quick to hear. That means don't just say things. Watch what you want to say. There's an example of Zechariah. He was the father of John the Baptist. He was said to be a priest. And the angel appeared to him in the temple of God and told him that, oh, your prayers have been heard. But this man is an old man. By that time, he was very old. His wife was very old. They have prayed for children, for a baby, for children, for years, and look like, well, they gave up. Now, maybe they were in their 70s, 80s, who knows. Then the angel appeared while he was offering an incense in the temple. And the angel told him that the baby is coming. And he responded and said, I'm already an old man. Why, how will this happen? Or wherefore will I know this? And the angel said, wait a minute, you doubted me? And that is what you see in Luke chapter 1. You can read it later, I'm not going to revert to it. He said, okay, because you do not believe me. He knew he was an angel because there shouldn't be anybody in that temple except him, making an incense. But he doubted the angel, and the angel said, well, okay, this will be how you will know it. You will be dumb until it happened. And he was dumb for at least 10 months. Because we assume that his wife pregnant that night, it will take at least 9 months for the baby to come. So when the baby was born and was to be named, that was when his mouth opened. Well, that was a snare from the word of his mouth or from what he said. So, but the Bible said, surely he will deliver you from the snares of the fowler. Amen? Say that. Surely he will deliver me from the snares of the fowler. Surely he will deliver me from the snares of the fowler. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, let's talk about some other snares that are not just from words. They are still words, but from actions. Some people can take some actions. Like the one I just told, my testimony would have been action that I would have taken the step, bought the land, and then trouble. But the Lord delivered me before I could go in that direction. Here is another story in the Bible. 2 Samuel chapter 16. Open with me to that story. It's about David, King David. And if you look at everyone we are talking about here, we can see a kind of a similar pattern. It still has to do with quick to speak. Quick to speak. So that is one thing you should take out of how do they get into snares? Quick to speak, quick to act, not watching and praying, not careful enough. That is what you see in these few examples. The man that spoke before Elisha, he felt that he is the one that is the counselor of the king. So he was quick to respond to the prophet of God. So that was what put his snare to him. The other person, the children, they just wanted to be having fun and they chose the wrong person to mock, quick to speak. Now, here is the story in 2 Samuel chapter 16 about this man. This is the story of David when he fled from Absalom. If you don't know the background of that story, you can read the old chapter. Chapter 16. Absalom was the son of David. And at that time, he wanted to be king. And he was able to deceive the bulk of the Israelites and make them to begin to want him instead of his father. And we know the whole story. We know that that was because David has already offended and God was going to use us that as part of the punishment. So Absalom was already being heard that he was to be king. So David said, well, we're not going to fight on this. Like a civil war broke up while David was king. So David said, let's just leave the city for him. So David and his servants, those that could never be taken away from him. They are like the men that started with him, they stay with him throughout the end. They said, let's just leave the city. So they left the city for Absalom. So the whole nation followed Absalom, except the servants of David that were the henchmen. So But this is the snare of one man called Shimei. Shimei, I like to call him that way. It might be called differently, but that's why I like that mispronunciation of the word, Shimei. Well, this man happens to be, call him a secret enemy. Now, some people you don't know, they are, because you are so high, they couldn't become your enemy. They will want to hide. They are not bold enough to openly say they are your enemy, especially if you are the king. But inside, he was political enemy. It's what we would call him. He was a political enemy to David. But now he saw his opportunity. David now is running away, so he just thought he should be the one to bloody fool David. So that was what happened in this story. But it was a snare that he put himself into, because David finally came back. Now, what do you think will happen to Shimei? This man came when David and his army were running away from the city of Jerusalem. He went and confronted them, maybe with some friends or just himself, and was throwing stones. And was not a boy, a man, throwing stones at the king and all his soldiers, throwing dust at them and telling them that, well, God has taken you. You are a bloody king. You are a bloody king, which means he was actually a secret political enemy. Now he found his opportunity to come against David and say, yeah, God has turned everything over you. This is what happened in 2 Kings chapter 16, verse 5. And when King David came to Bahurim, behold, thence came out a man of the family of the house of Saul. Now, if you don't know, Saul was the former king, and there had been a battle between the house of Saul and the house of David before David finally won and Saul stopped being a king and his children stopped being king. But some of the family of Saul, they kind of became quiet. But now he had this opportunity, he wanted to rail back on David. That was what happened here. So he came against them. They said it was of the family of the house of Saul, whose name was Shimei, the son of Gera. He came forth and caused still as he came. And he cast stones at David and at all the servants of King David, and all the people, and all the mighty men were on his right hand and his left. Thus said Shimei when he calls, come out, thou bloody man, thou man of Belial. The Lord has returned upon thee all the blood of the house of Saul, in whose stead thou hast reigned. The Lord has delivered the kingdom into the hand of Absalom thy son. Thou art taken in thy mischief, because thou art a bloody man. So he calls down and throws stones. He made himself known that he was an enemy. And some of the soldiers said, let me go cut his head off. The king said, no, leave me alone. But you can see it was a snare for his soul. That's what I'm pointing out. That snares can come from what you do, can come from what you say. In fact, there are some snares that it's okay the way everything started, but the devil can try to turn into a snare. I mean, trying to bring trouble. Think of somebody that helped somebody, and you help in your way. I know a testimony a brother said he tried to help some people, and they almost turned into a snare, turned into a trouble. That is, gee, I thought I was helping. But see, the devil can turn anything into a snare if you are not prayerful and the Lord deliver you. That's why the Bible says, surely he will deliver you from the snares of the fowler. Whatever the devil tried to make a snare, if you have God on your side, he will deliver you. Amen? That's our rest, but we need to point to some of these things. And I will summarize this in a moment to tell us some of the snare that is in the world that the Bible says is going to take place at the end of the world, so that we be careful. So as I said, the story of Shimei in 1 Kings chapter 2 or 2 Samuel chapter 19, in the end what happened was David won the battle, David came back, and Shimei knew then that he was in trouble. Now David now is back to be king, so Shimei quickly ran back and said, I apologize, I'm sorry, I did something wrong, I caused you, I'm sorry, I did foolishly. And somebody said, now you are going to get it. David said, leave him alone. But that was not the end of the story, you remember? After David was old and was going to die, he gave instruction to Solomon, his son, who was going to be king. And that was where the snare caught up with Shimei. You see that in 1 Kings chapter 2, verse 8 and 9. 1 Kings chapter 2, verse 8. David was giving instruction to Solomon. And David told Solomon, he said, And behold, thou art with thee Shimei, the son of Gera, a Benjamite of Bahurim, which caused me with a grievous cause in the day when I went to Mahanaim. But he came down to meet me at Jordan, and I swear to him by the Lord, saying, I will not put thee to death with the sword. Now, therefore, hold him not guiltless, for thou art a wise man, and knowest what thou shalt do unto him. So that was the repercussion that this man, Shimei, what he put himself into by cursing David. You say, well, why did he do that? Why? Whatever happened, he put himself into that snare. And David waited until the last minute, and he told Solomon, get rid of him. And Solomon got rid of that man. He said, don't let him die in peace. So he was killed by the sword of Solomon. That was a snare. And the last story, the last example we're going to talk about is this one, that's strange. David himself being snared somehow. I will read it from 1 Chronicles chapter 21. Let's read that. 1 Chronicles chapter 21. Surely he will deliver us from the snares of the fowler, is his promise. In 1 Chronicles chapter 21 from verse 1. I'm reading this part because it was reported here that it was Satan that did this. Whereas if you read it in the Psalm, in the book of Kings, they say it was God that did this. So I would rather read this section because we are talking about the snares. And we know God does good, especially for his own people. But Satan is mean and doeth evil all the time. But snares can be in any form. There's an example here. They say, and Satan stood up against Israel and provoked David to number Israel. What does it mean, number Israel? Census. But in their story, the Bible said they shouldn't do census until they do some things. They have to first sacrifice to God. That was the law. And to the Jews, to the Gentiles, who knows? They do it all the time, and plague comes all the time, and they don't tie the two together. But God said to the Jews, you don't count my people without first offering of sacrifice unto God. But whatever happened, David forgot that part. And Satan, the Bible says, Satan stood up against Israel. Because after they did the census, oh, you just counted the people, and then there was a plague and another thousand. You have to start counting all over again, also. So that is why God said, don't do it. But this was a snare for David. See, David said to Joab, the captain of the army, and to the rulers of the people, go, number Israel from Beersheba even to Dan, and bring the number of them to me, that I may know it. And Joab answered, the Lord make his people 100 times so many more as they be, but my lord the king, are they not all thy servants? Why then doth my lord require this thing? Why will it be a cause of trespass to Israel? Well, they knew something is wrong, we shouldn't do this. But somehow, the Bible says Satan rose up against them, and they couldn't convince David. And so they went and did the census. And then came the trouble, because they didn't do it the right way, most likely. I will read the few verses that say that. Verse 6 said, but the Levi and Benjamin counted ye not among them, for the king's word was abominable to Joab. So, I mean, Joab knew that something was amiss. Now in verse 8, and David said unto God, I have sinned greatly because I have done this thing, but now I beseech thee, do away the iniquity of thy servant, for I have done very foolishly. And the rest of the story, you can read the rest of the story. It was a snare that the devil can move them to do what God has said they shouldn't do, or they should do it the right way. And they couldn't convince the king. And it happened, it became a snare, and the Lord sent a plague upon the land for 3 days. In fact, it says, choose which one you like. 3 days plague, 7 years of famine, or 3 months of war. And he chose the 3 days. And there come 3 days, and thousands died within those 3 days. It was a snare. But the Bible promised, surely he will deliver us from the snares of the fowler. Amen? Now, how does God deliver people? How does God deliver people from snares? When we say snares, I gave you an example of my testimony. The Lord more or less blocked it because I didn't see any other way other than I would have bought it. But the man didn't accept my offer. That's how I meant that the Lord blocked it. Okay? Here's an example of how God can deliver you and how he does deliver, always by the leading of the Lord. Amen? 2 Kings chapter 6. Second Kings chapter 6. I want to talk about this story of Elisha again, how he was telling the king of Israel about the snare the enemy is plotting against him. That is one way God can deliver you, by sending words to you, either by visions or by dreams or by prophecy or by the word of God counseling. In 2 Kings chapter 6 verse 8 and 10, we read the story of the king of Syria was warred against Israel and took counsel with his servants, saying, in such and such a place shall be my camp. You wonder what kind of a thing was going on. It looked like they wanted to just eliminate the king of Israel. They were planning to eliminate him. The camp over there, if he passed by, they just kill their king. That's all. That's all. All they wanted to do was kill the king of Israel. And verse 9, and the man of God sent unto the king of Israel, saying, beware that thou pass not such a place, for thither the Syrians are come down. The prophet was revealing this secret to the king of Israel. Whatever the Syrians have planned, that we're going to camp on this road, and when we wait there until he's about to pass, we just get rid of him. And when you kill the king, what happens? It's like a chess game. You win the battle without even fighting. But the prophet in Israel was giving this warning to the king of Israel. Verse 10 says, and the king of Israel sent to the place which the man of God told him and warned him of, and saved himself there not once nor twice. So that was how God was saving that king of Israel, by sending Elisha the prophet to tell him what the king of Syria was planning. Therefore the heart of the king of Syria was so troubled for this thing, and he called his servants and said unto them, will you not show me which of us is for the king of Israel? So somebody is spying on us here. And then some of his servants already heard about the king, about the prophet, so they told him. One of his servants said, none, my lord, O king, but Elisha, the prophet that is in Israel, tell the king of Israel the words that thou speak in thy bedchamber. So they know that God can tell the secret, what was being said thousands of miles away, he can tell it to you. So surely he shall deliver you from the snares of the fowler. Amen? Let's read Proverbs chapter 4. Proverbs chapter 4 verse 25. Like I said, snares can come in form of actions that you take. If you are not careful, those actions can turn into some trouble. And this is a word of wisdom from the book of Proverbs chapter 4. Verse 25 said, let me start from verse 24. Put away from thee a froward mouth, and perverse lips put far from thee. Let thy eyes look right on, and let thy eyelids look straight before thee. Ponder the path of thy feet, and let all thy ways be established. In short, it's saying, before you take these steps, think about it. Ponder the path of your feet. Let all the ways be established. That is a word of wisdom we should always remember. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 21. Let's read some few verses again. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 21. Now, this is talking about what's coming out of our mouth. Like we said, the words of our mouth can bring the snares or the actions. In Proverbs 18, verse 21 said, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. And verse 7 of the same chapter, it says, a fool's mouth is his destruction, and his lips are the snare of his soul. So what is he telling us? Watch what you say. Think, ponder upon it before you say it. The same thing, care, ponder the steps of your feet, so that all your steps are established. In short, let God be your guide, is what I will say. There are many ways snares come upon mankind. It's actually in our generation. The way the snares can come could be in investment. Like I just gave an example, that's investment type of snares, where people can get into it and lose all their capital. It will be better if I don't get into it. That's why I need the Lord to guide me. So watch out for investment snares. Thinking about what happens in this generation now, you heard about con artists. America is full of them. Be careful, con artists. You remember in Nigeria they call this thing called 419? I thought, how can any fool fall for that? But they are falling for it in America, especially. Somebody sent a letter to a company from Nigeria. He always says it's all from Nigeria because they call 419 is Nigerian con artist. Send a letter. I've received many of them. Maybe some of you have received some of those emails. And they will promise that, yeah, they are the director of one of these government companies, government branches that are in charge of oil because they know Nigeria has oil. And we already stockpiled some money that we stole from the government of Nigeria. And we want some American entrepreneurs to help us transfer this money so that we can put it in your bank. When I got letters like that, somebody sent me a letter and say he wanted to transfer stolen money from the government, wanted me to help him. I sent gospel back to him. And say, in fact, there was one that said a woman. A woman said she was Mrs. Abacha, the former head of state. She wrote an email. I know these are just could not be Mrs. Abacha. It could be one of those 419 they call them. So she was Mrs. Abacha. She had some billions of naira or dollars stockpiled somewhere that her husband has saved, so that in case the Nigerian government got some of this other one, she has this one saved somewhere. She was looking for somebody to transfer it to American banks for her. And she wrote to me. And then first thing, how did you even get my name? And I sent email back to her and say, you should know that that money should be turned back to the Nigerian government. You have to preach the gospel if you are a preacher. She didn't reply. Amen. I said, how could anybody fall for this? Maybe because they were not Nigerians. So I have the Nigerian knowing that even if these people got this money stolen, they ought not to send it to American banks. Not so. So I would be preaching the gospel to them. But somebody wanted to tap into that, and that's why they went there and got some of their money lost, and now they reported to the federal government of America. But those are con artists in America. It's called 419 from Nigeria. Others are coming from other places, not just Nigeria. 419 similar. Some wrote an email and said she was dying of cancer. Maybe some of you have seen that. This woman said she was dying of cancer, and she was the wife of one military somebody that was from maybe Kenya or something, or Malaysia. And she got this money supply, and she wanted to just send this money to a ministry. She saw my name as a ministry online. She wanted me to use it for the gospel. Okay. You wonder they are using the name of God even for their 419. Or she wanted me to do all this and do that and send, and then she will transfer before she died. She wanted to transfer this multi-million dollar before she dies. But con artists, be careful. And many others in this country, tax shelter schemes, pyramid schemes, business practices, and if you go to irs.com, you will see they will give you some warning. Different ways people are trying to milk the innocent. But the Bible says, surely he will deliver thee from the snares of the fowler. When you say, how will the Lord deliver me from all this? Number one, follow the scriptures. Because if you lost too much for the money, what will happen? You will want to investigate this. There was a time the brother said, he almost got sucked into it. He went so many steps trying to get this $1 million from whoever was trying to send it to them from outside the country. I said, be careful of this 419. You'll be in serious trouble. Anything you know that is you didn't pay for. In fact, the other ones come from, they say, you have won this lottery from Europe. They just pick up your email and you are the one that won. Okay, send the money. No, they won't send the money. You have to send some money to pay some bills. Con artists. They are not just local, they are international. But the Bible says, surely we deliver you from the snares of the Father. Only when you do what? Dwell in the secret place of the Most High. Because we are laughing at these things now, but if you don't take the word of God seriously, you will follow those steps and God burnt. He said, surely we deliver you from the snares of the fowler. I wrote something, if your spirit have no peace concerning a thing, something like business, you want to go into this business, but your spirit is checking on you. You have no peace concerning it. Maybe that's the way the Lord is warning you not to go in. So that is one example. But of course, even the Lord you can have that peace, and it may not be what the Lord is saying. So you got to have to be led by the Spirit. I remember a testimony on radio where a minister was saying, this guy was a very cunning businessman, and he was giving his testimony that he always prayed in his closet. He took the closet prayer, you know, just like literally. So if he had any business he wanted to do, he would go to his closet, lock the door in that 4x4 and pray, and he has never lost any money. I heard this from Kenneth Hagin ministry. So he said one day a friend of his came to him and told him that this business deal that he wanted him to invest in is locked and locked and sealed. You can't lose anything. So this is, and it has to be urgent. Sign right now. And he said, well, can I pray overnight? Said, no, you can't pray overnight for this one. He said, you can't pray overnight for this one. This is something you must do right away. He said, when they are putting things on that, you have to know that's a sign for you. But he said, that man said, he was having a check in his spirit. But because his friend was somebody he trusted, and he said, we have to sign this thing right now. It can't be overnight, or we're going to lose this opportunity. He went and drew the money and gave it out. But after, I think it was Kenneth Hagin was giving that, and he came and gave this testimony to Kenneth Hagin Sr. And he said, but somehow he could remember that something was shaking inside him. But that was not the way he was used to hearing from God. He was always going to his closet. He couldn't go to his closet for that particular deal. And he said he lost all that money. But when the preacher was preaching, he just remembered that, there was a check on his spirit on that day. He just didn't take notice of it. That is one way the Lord could be leading. If you have no peace concerning a particular thing, don't go into it. Amen? Don't let anybody talk you into it either, because the devil can use this snare. It could come through anybody. It can come through family member. It can come through friends. They don't know what they are doing. They know that they are the con. They are not the con artists unless they are. But they can be conned to con the others too. So you have to be careful. Surely he will deliver you from the snares of the fowler. You may say, well, it's just money. Oh, it's not just money. You work hard for this money. Why do you have to lose it when you can use it for the gospel? Amen? Praise the Lord. Luke chapter 21. I'm going to wrap it up right now. Luke chapter 21. Because the Lord says something about this, but he may not look for us as he's talking about this snare that we are describing. But when he used the word snare, we have to know that the end of the world is going to be full of several kind of snares. Luke chapter 21, when the Lord was giving the story of the end time, the signs of the end, from the beginning of chapter 21, from verse 8, he said, take heed unto yourself. This thing will happen, wars and rumors of wars. At the end of it all, in verse 34, and verse 33, he said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. That was how the Lord summarized everything about the prophecies and the end time. But in verse 34, he said, and take heed to yourselves. That's me and you now. Lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and cares of this life, and so that they come upon you unawares.
This is Evangelist Julius Adewumi. Give your life today to the Lord Jesus Christ and be filled with the Holy Ghost. I pray, Lord, that you touch all the people that are listening, help them to understand and to follow thee and read their Bible in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Write to me and we shall send you some exhortation. Our address has changed. The new address is Gospel Distribution Ministry, Post Office Box 71027, Phoenix, Arizona 85050. Again, our new address is Gospel Distribution Ministry, Post Office Box 71027, Phoenix, Arizona 85050, USA. On the internet, www.gospeldistribution.org. Send us email on the internet to the webmaster at gospeldistribution.org. Thank you.